This is Stratford Community Radio.
We are your voice.
We are that local show. Sponsored by Specsavers. Stratford upon Avon.
Welcome along to that local show, coming to you live on this lovely, what is it, Saturday afternoon. It's just coming to a little bit past 2:30, and not only are we coming to you live on myscr.co.uk, we're coming to you live on Stratcast. Hello, Josh Davis in the studios.
Good afternoon, and easy morning
then. I know, that's right. Awful. And hello, Kate Taylor, sat way over there, I can barely hear her.
Hi, I haven't spoken yet.
Oh, shame. Anyway, welcome along. We've got all the exciting things going on today that we usually have on the show, including, I don't know, features on that, or amazing music from artists such as Jay Sean, Blink-182, Florence and the Machine, you know, all the usuals. What's your favourite band, Josh?
At the moment?
Yeah.
I don't know, Love Florence.
Yeah, they're not coming up today. Yeah, we're just taking them out of the playlist.
Oh, okay.
Kate, favourite band?
Paramore. Probably.
They're out the playlist as well. Okay, awesome.
They were never in the playlist.
What?
They were never in the playlist.
What? I know, that's because you told me you liked them. Yeah, so we've got all the usual fun stuff and fun features with me trying to blag a show together in less than 10 minutes. Okay, should we get rolling with the first track?
That Local Shows podcast. Bringing you what you don't need, but couldn't live without.
Don't forget to go to that localshow.co.uk. You're listening to us live on myscr.co.uk. I'm joined in the studio today by Josh and Kate. Hello.
Hello.
God, I'm talking fast, aren't I? I'm going to slow down a bit.
Slow down.
Flipping it. It's all the stress.
Chill pill.
I know. I need to relax a bit.
You're used to this now.
You'd think that, wouldn't you? Anyway, now I know exactly what's coming up. I can actually give it a nice bit of advert.
I'm glad you do.
Huh?
I'm glad you do.
Well, I'll let you know as we go on. Right. There's plenty of time.
Fine.
We got such amazing features as a Glee quiz. I think that was at our producer James's request there.
Whoa.
I know, he's got a bit of loving for Glee going on. Look at the excitement on Josh's face. we have a Sound Clash cover with interview with Matt Neave. I think that's meant to say that Matt Neave has been doing some things with Sound Clash, and we're going to be chatting to him so he tells us what that's all about. We've got written down here Little Palm. I imagine that's the interview that I did with her.
Yeah, like a year ago.
And that's about it. And local news and features and good music.
And the Yes No Game.
The Yes No Game, which is coming up very, very shortly.
Which I'm on.
Do you want to tell us about that before we do it?
It is literally the Yes No Game, where we are asked questions and we can't answer yes or no.
Is it as good as that?
It is. It's quite funny, actually.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Okay, then. Well, I'm not actually hosting the questions. I think that's Beth, isn't it?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay, and who else have we got here?
Lisa.
Oh, does she sound shy?
So, yeah, Beth, explain the rules.
Okay, well, you're not allowed to say yes or no. I'm going to ask you questions for a minute, and then you've got to see how long you can last.
Cool. Sounds fun.
And then whoever wins gets a bit excited, guys.
Get to hug off you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. God. I'm going to win. Okay, let's go.
Okay, then. Who's start with you? Who do I want to start with?
I'll go first.
You go first, okay. Yep. Okay. You're right today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Really? Do you have a good weekend?
It wasn't that bad. I worked quite a bit.
Do you have horses?
I've got two horses.
Really? What are their names?
Jake and Mick.
Those are a bit weird, don't you think?
They're builders' names. I think of them as builders' names.
Builders' names, really?
Yeah. Oh.
No!
Oh!
Wow.
I fail.
Correct.
Okay, then.
Right.
Do we know how long that was, or was we not timing it?
Did anyone time that? Anyone in the studio?
19 seconds. Wow.
Can I have another go if Lisa does worse than me?
Okay,
we'll see.
Lisa is very hard to beat because we played this the other day and she got over a minute.
Oh.
Okay, Lisa, are you ready?
I haven't had a practice today, Lisa.
Are you ready, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay, that's been the yes or no game.
You actually start the timer.
Okay, alright. Are you alright today anyway?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, do you have some cats?
I used to.
What happened to them?
My mum got rid of them.
Why'd she get rid of them?
Because she didn't like them.
Do you like them?
I liked them.
Do you miss them?
A lot.
You miss them a lot, really?
Say it, Lisa.
You better say something.
Say it.
I miss them a lot.
Keep going, yeah.
Do you like cheese?
Cheese is interestingly taste.
Okay, do you eat a lot?
Not really.
No? You seem tired.
I am.
Did you get that chat from New Look?
No.
Oh. That was a minute. That means.
Can I have another go?
Yeah, go on, Kate. You can have one little go. Then we need to go to a record.
Kate, are you ready, Kate?
I'm very ready.
Good. This didn't mess up like Lee's on the first go. Okay, so. Do you dye your hair, Kate?
Sometimes. I need to dye it again.
Really?
You can see the greys.
When was the last time you dyed it?
About a month ago.
Really?
6 weeks.
Do you dye it at home or do you get the hairdressers?
I dye it at home.
Do you do it on your own?
By myself.
Do you not have any help?
I don't need help.
Really?
I'm that good. Shut up, Josh.
Are you that good?
I am that good.
All right, then. Okay. Did your makeup take long to do in the morning?
About 30 seconds.
Really? You can't not say anything.
That doesn't work.
That short amount of time.
Really fast.
That's how long it takes.
Have you turned your phone off, by the way?
My phone is actually still on, but I haven't got it on me.
That's a minute. Okay, a minute. Right. Kate's the winner.
MySCR.co.uk.
That's the yes or no game.
Okay, can I ask
questions? I don't know. You'll have to ask. Have you got the question in front of you?
No, I'm going to make them up. I'm going to improvise because I'm that good. I've already got some in my head.
I like it.
Okay.
Go for it.
I'll be ready. You're right there, Greg.
Yeah, well, thank you. Have you started playing yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, okay, fine.
So, yeah. Are you all right there, Greg?
I'm average, thank you.
Good.
Yeah,
can we lose his mic, please? Thank you very much. Okay.
Josh can play in a minute. So, yeah. You been doing much today?
Trying to do a good radio show.
I'm failing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so it's coming up to Valentine's Day, and you've got a girlfriend, haven't you, Greg?
I have.
Yeah, what's she called?
Rachel.
And are you buying her lots of nice presents?
I might do.
What are you planning or might get her?
A pony.
You're going to get her a pony?
I might do.
What are you going to call it?
Kate.
Okay, is it going to be a pretty pony?
No.
Excuse me one second, viewers, listeners.
He did say no.
No one even noticed.
I was too insulted. Can I have my paper?
How long was that? Was anyone keeping time on that?
That was about 5 seconds.
Who cares if it's funny?
That'll do then, that's fine. Oh dear. Right, okay, I think I won that then.
No.
Why?
I won it.
Well, how'd you work that out?
Because I lasted like a minute and I didn't even get one wrong. Lisa lasted a minute, but she got one wrong. And then you lasted like 5 seconds.
Fine.
That Local Shows podcast. Bringing you what you don't need, but couldn't live without.
It's my favourite bit of the show now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really? I think you're being slightly sarcastic, I think.
Yeah, no. can I leave?
No.
I don't know, Glee.
I actually think Greg will win.
Oh, hello, Dan, who's on the mic. Sorry, just introduce yourself for us, please. Say hello.
I'm Dan, and I'm actually the Glee.
Glee? You're a Glee?
Aww. Right, a Glee King. Okay.
His moment is shine, and he failed.
And he
was that one of the names?
Yeah.
Glee.
So
anyway,
who's Gwee?
Anyway, embarrassing. Yeah, go on then. What are you saying?
Right, I'm going to ask you all a quiz.
Okay. Congratulations.
I know Greg's probably going to win because
we don't like Glee.
Yeah, he is actually the only one who watches Glee.
What?
Along with me.
You've already seen all of them.
Not me. I'm talking
about James.
They don't. Oh. James.
You've seen all of them.
James, are you part of this? Are you playing, James?
Do you want me to?
Yes, please. The more the merrier.
Yeah, that needs. Greg needs some form of competition. No, I need someone to help me.
Well, I'm not going to help you.
Exactly, so I need someone to help me. James, come help me.
Right, anyway, so do you want to explain the rules and how it's going to work, Dan?
Basically, it's 7 questions.
Okay.
Whoever wins, exactly, obviously, whoever wins, you get.
This is making it sound riveting, I must say.
You get to know
Dan will buy you whatever you like out the vending machine.
Love it.
Okay, yeah,
that sounds like
fair
plan.
Enough. That's fair enough.
Oh, that would be going to win.
See, that's it. Am I playing as well?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Okay.
We just need to say what we think it is, or write it down, or what.
No, say it.
Say it.
Cool.
Okay. What are the names of the main characters in Glee Club? Two of them.
Troy and Gabriella.
There's Kurt. Have you seen Rich?
I can't remember the name.
Like Little Rich.
I don't remember.
Rachel.
Oh, you got one.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Bert and Rachel, one. That's two for me.
What's the guy called?
Hang on. Greg forgot the name. Sure. And she's got the same name as his
girlfriend. Ouch.
Anyway, just pave over that.
I get that one.
I think Josh should get it because he said it.
No, actually, I got it off Beth. I said two names.
Yeah, he said two names.
No, you can't cheat.
James is on my team and James said one name.
No, cool. It's all for all Kate.
Okay, I'll give it to Josh.
No!
Okay, second question. I think we just played it anyway.
Don't stop believing.
Have you just read the answer, Kate?
No, we just read the question.
Okay, fine. I'll go like this.
Kate, stop it.
Behave yourself. I think she should leave, but go on.
Did anyone watch the episode on Monday?
No.
Yeah.
You probably. Okay, what is the new character introduced? And she's drunk.
Oh, I don't know her name.
Take a guess. What does it begin with?
It's a woman. It's a name of the month. It's a month.
Yeah. April.
April.
Yeah, how did you. Yeah, that's right.
I'm good.
How did you guess?
I'm good.
They said
August.
Could have been June.
Okay, I think this next question should go to Phil.
Okay, Phil. How many episodes
can
of
I just?
Oh, okay.
Hang on,
sorry.
Hearing a delay. Can I just say, I had no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But my wife has said, what is all this Glee thing? And we've recorded some. So
Phil, don't
you
go
watched
over
it for research.
It's excuse.
Is that easier?
But I've heard this track over and over and over again on Mr. Fuzz's show, and that's the reason I know it.
Where would we find Mr. Fuzz then?
Pardon?
Where would we find Mr. Fuzz's show?
At 10 o'clock at night, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Where would we have to go for that?
Stratcast Radio.
Hey!
It's all happening on that. But yeah, he's got loads of listeners. But that's where I've heard it. And it means nothing at all to me, other than actually I quite like the record.
Phil, don't go over to the dark side, please.
You're digging yourself a hole, Phil.
Am I?
Yeah.
I'll stop it.
Righto, go on
anyway,
then.
How many episodes of Glee have been released in the UK?
So far, four.
It's not the fastest, Kate. It's whoever gets question right.
Yeah, I got it right first.
Is someone keeping tally of scores here?
No, it's five.
Okay, it's five. Five.
Why am I telling you the answer?
It's five.
This is a bit of a car crash radio feature, isn't it?
Radio feature, radio show.
It's a good laugh.
That one. Is it?
You're laughing.
Just give it to Josh. Keeps to one zero.
Oh no!
Well, he did say. I won.
2 points to Josh.
All right,
right. Keep going.
What is a character who's in the wheelchair?
Arnie.
Ow!
Is that his name?
Nope. It's not Arnie.
Lou.
You're close, but it's not.
Arthur. Arnold.
Nope.
Arthur.
No.
Andrew.
No. He was in
Andy.
No.
Alex.
Name the character or the actor?
Character.
Adam.
Sure, it's that.
It's not.
Does it begin with A?
Aaron.
Does
Arthur.
It begin with A?
His last name's Abraham.
That Lincoln. Really helps.
No, I'll just tell you, it's Archie.
Close enough.
That's okay. What I said.
Okay, you don't get anything.
Archie.
What was the name of the character who had a crush on Kurt before she found out he was gay?
He's gay?
Kurt's the rich.
Oh.
You know, rich.
If you did watch the episodes, you would have noticed.
No, I'm about 2 weeks behind.
You're 2 weeks behind. Yeah. Oh, you're not even a fan.
I know.
So, I don't know. April? No.
No, it's what the name was it? Of a car.
Oh, a car.
Mustang. Roper.
Mercedes.
Ford.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
This is so sad. I've lost all my dignity now.
You got all of these right, James. It's quite
Mustang.
Sad.
No, not all of them.
Mustang. You got one
right. Right, you got one last question, okay?
Who's winning?
Josh. Me.
Josh.
No, I got one.
3 o'clock.
I got one.
Just gone 3 o'clock on that local show. Just a little time reminder there. Carry on then.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Anyway, when it starts to get dark, I'll let you know.
For our last question, how do you spell the last name of the teacher? Its last name is...
Teacher. T-E-A.
Schuster. No, Schuster.
Schuster, isn't it?
Yeah, Schuster. Yeah.
C? Better than me. No,
better
S-C-H.
Wouldn't it be shoe, as in S-H-O-E?
Okay, I'm going for it. S-C-H-U-S-T-E-R.
No. Oh.
Do you even know how to spell it?
I do.
S-H-O-E-S-T-E-R.
Why are you looking for your phone to Google? I do actually know how to spell it.
Dad, know the
answer.
Wait,
no, I
please.
Took a picture of it because I knew I'd forget.
Okay.
Okay, wait. No, you can't see the picture.
S-H-O-E-S-T-E-R.
Okay, no, Josh is closest. Let's give it to him.
S-H-O-E-S-T-E-R.
Spell it again, spell it again. I didn't...
I'll have a bag of wine gums, please.
And why is he saved as your background picture?
Bag of wine gums.
It's not...
Oh, sorry. Who's that? Zac Efron?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's actually Vanessa. Yeah.
So the one who knew least about Glee wins
has actually got it right.
Greg, just to say though, you thought like what's in my school bag were car crash features. now reassess.
No, this was quite good fun, to be honest.
10 minutes.
Exactly. So who's the winner?
Me. Me.
Do it. Alex.
Josh, what do you
weird Alex has got the results.
Go on then, Alex. Shout. You got... Right. A few seconds.
Josh won with 3.
Yeah. I can't hear you. What?
He cheated.
Kate and James tied with 1.
No way.
Greg's a failure,
he
got 0.
Hey!
He watches it every week.
No, I don't.
So out of 7 questions,
the one
we got
watches it every week.
6
the
points or something. Anyway.
5 points out of 7 questions on.
Yay!
MySCR.co.uk.
Time for a bit of Doctor Who, Kate.
Yeah, Doctor Who. Any Doctor Who fans out there will love to hear this. There is a selection of props and costumes from the BBC drama that will be going under the hammer in London later on this month, on the 24th of February to be exact, at Bonhams. They can get their own Cybermen, Dalek or Sea Devil at the auction if you want one of them. Don't know why. Might want one. And you can also get costumes worn by the actor David Tennant. His suit from the 2007 Christmas special is expected to fetch £3,000, which is pretty cool. And Kylie Minogue's waitress costume from that episode as well is expected to get £3,000 as well, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would not pay £3,000 for a suit that David Tennant's
worn. I would
pay £3,000 for a suit.
No, but if it's worn by David Tennant.
What use would you have for that, Kate?
Hang it in my wardrobe.
She's just going to sniff it.
That's an image. Lovely.
Thanks, James.
I've been to a Doctor Who exhibition, though.
Really? Congratulations. Was it in London?
No, it's in Coventry.
I went to the one in London. I'm going to shut up.
probably the only good thing about Coventry. That's not saying much, is it?
Yeah, no one's listening from there, it's fine.
Whatever Josh says, it's not necessarily the view of MySCR or its sponsors.
Thank you, dig us out of that hole.
Yeah, my mum was born in Coventry, so I can say that.
That makes it okay.
Sorry, Mum.
So you went to a convention then, Josh?
Yeah, I went with my little cousins because they love Doctor Who. And it was quite scary, actually, because they had other characters.
They did. I'm gonna
it wasn't very nice.
My uncle met David Tennant.
Did he?
Yeah. In Warwick, they were filming something for Doctor Who, and he just walked onto the set with his bike. And there was no one to tell him to get
he
off.
He walked past me in Stratford, actually. It was
very.
Like,
it couldn't have been anyone.
No, I promise you.
Do you see
when he was in the RSC, it was really hot, and I saw this guy in a trench coat and a woolly hat. I was like, that's so weird. And I was on the phone at the time, and he walked past me, and I was like, that's really, really weird. And then as he walked past, I was like, oh, it's David Tennant, that's why. Because he used to get followed around
Did you shout after him?
No.
So wearing a woolly hat in the middle of summer isn't going to rouse the attention.
Yeah. I know, exactly, yeah.
But it's David Tennant.
It's because he used to get chased around in Morrison's and stuff.
Did he?
By little kids that wanted to sign Doctor Who magazines.
Do you know he's one of the most highest paid actors, apparently, on the BBC?
I was reading
that.
He's brilliant.
How much does he earn?
Some sort of million, two
more
or three
than,
a year.
More than us.
Really?
2 or 3 million a year.
Another Ooh. Random fact.
Go. It must be Doctor Who related.
No, it's not. It's actually Harry Potter related.
This music's still suiting. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. What's the name of the girl that...
Hermione.
Yeah, her. She is the highest paid actress in Hollywood.
Is she?
Yeah. Greg was trying to do a little heart there and failed epically.
Yeah. What's her name? Emma Watson?
Yeah.
Oh, she actually got paid £19 million last year, which is more than some other actresses.
We've actually got a Harry Potter extra in the room, actually.
Who's this?
Simon Hubble.
Simon Hubble. He's actually been in Harry Potter. Let's get him on the microphone. Come on down.
It's because he's not true, isn't
he?
Oh,
he's got all bashful now.
Apparently there is a kid that looks like him.
And he applied, and he's been on X Factor.
Has he?
As well, yeah.
We need to get this kid on a mic. Can we sort that out, Jay?
He's multi-talented.
Oh, bless him.
I might be in St Trinian's 3.
Might, have you auditioned?
I entered a competition.
Right. Did you win the competition?
I don't know, they haven't got back to me yet.
What was it? What was the competition involving?
You just had to answer a load of questions and say, Centurion, okay. Harry Potter.
Well, I'm still a conversation behind. At least we had it. I wasn't expecting to find this movie.
Okay. I just had to answer questions about why they should pick me. I thought I was pretty cool, actually.
Because I'm fun.
Beth wants to ask a question. Beth, come on, Greg's mic.
Yeah, go for it.
What group, if you was to go in it, would you be? Would you be one of the emotional...
Unstable.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I probably would. But do you know, my friend Nicole said I could also be a Rudy.
A Rudy?
Yeah. Don't know why.
Emo.
What's a Rudy?
It's like a chav, but a bit more... Hardcore.
Is this all explained in the film? Because I've no idea what you're
about. It's on the website, on the official website. Don't know what it is, but just Google Centurions.
I'm guessing it'll be centurions.com.
.co.uk,
maybe.
Actually. I think it might be .co.uk.
This Harry Potter thing's so wrong for this conversation.
So we started on talking about Doctor Who.
We went from Doctor Who to Harry
Potter. Yeah, there is a link, because David Tennant is in the second film.
Is it?
He plays the bad guy.
So is Russell Brand.
Who's in... Yeah, he is. He was in the first film.
And Sarah...
What's her face from Girls Aloud?
Harding, yeah, Sarah Harding. Bit of a babe.
Who's that one from... You know the Sky... This is totally unrelated. You know the Sky 1 programme about... she's from the Saturdays, isn't she? Okay, that completely ruined it. Okay. MGMT, okay.
That Local Shows podcast. Bringing you what you don't need, but couldn't live without...
Welcome back to that local show. 3:20 already, boys and girls.
I'm surprised it fixed Monday on time. Really good.
I know, tell me about it. I know. Really
they are doing a lot of local work.
Oh, hello, Matt Neave, who's just miraculously replaced Kate Taylor
exactly.
Down the line.
I'm still Kate.
Kate's got a really deep voice.
Kate,
she's got a bit of a cough.
Yeah, clear your throat, Kate. Come on. Right, so Matt Neave, why are you sat there?
I've been presenting Soundclash for Stratcast.
What is all that about? I don't know why I'm talking like such a...
Well, it's an event at Cox's Yard where unsigned bands or singer-songwriters or DJs or anything go and perform, and they're in a competition, and there's a prize of £3,000 worth of equipment to be won.
Look at that.
It's great. It's £3 on the door, normally Wednesday. Next, it's Monday and then Wednesday, so they've rescheduled that up. But
how many sort of bands do they have for like each night?
How many bands? They have normally two or three.
Two or three?
Yeah.
Josh, you go to these. Are you involved in
this? I've been before, yeah. I've been in the competition, but no, I used to go quite a lot. It used to be called Battle of the Bands, and then it got changed to Soundclash.
Why is that?
They do it sort of like... They do DJs 1 week. I think it's acoustics 1 week after.
Yeah, bands
as well. But it never used to be like that. It used to be like all against all, so... Yeah, they're sorting out and getting it much better.
So how does the voting system work? I don't ask you all these random... I'm just interested.
It's...
Just do your friends and they'll vote for you.
Is that how it works? So you just like on a little piece of paper.
Exactly.
Sort of
the more...
Yeah, if there's three bands, I think your least favourite gets 1 point, your second favourite gets 3 points, and the favourite band gets six.
It's a point system, yeah. It's quite good, yeah. It's reasonably good.
What's
like
the variety of music like?
Wow, it's huge. I mean, there's DJs, there's bands, obviously, the singer-songwriters, it's just fantastic.
So it's sort of anybody that could do it?
Anybody that could do it. It's like,
what was your introduction
so different
to the DJ thing?
What, James?
Shut up, James.
Matt did this brilliant intro. What was it? DJs and hip-hop beats or something?
I don't remember.
He sounded like my granddad.
I'm just going to present the DJ round with these hip-hop beats.
Yeah, going back to croquet. I'm better off suited there. I should just be presenting croquet games around the world.
How did we get onto this?
I don't even know. Let's just talk about croquet.
How popular is the DJ rounds compared to the band rounds?
It was kind of slow at the start, but loads of people started coming in. I think bands are much more popular. Yeah, some people are dancing, but I don't know. There weren't a lot of dancers in the DJ
rounds. Were you busting a move, Matt?
Oh, yeah, I got out.
I bet he was out there.
I got out in front of camera. I was doing all the break
dancing. The glee moves going on, all the rainbows.
Yeah, he was heavy metal was playing, I was doing that.
Quite good at that, Greg.
I know, I've had a lot of practice, behave yourself. So we had mentioned it's at Cox's Yard, have we actually said where it is?
Yeah, Cox's Yard,
I remember you said the £3 thing. Okay, so I'll pay attention.
Cox's Yard in Stratford upon Avon.
Cool. Yeah. So how many people do you usually get there? What's the audience like?
Oh, yeah, it's a reasonably...
I'm going to be nerdy now.
Go on. By all means.
Cox's Yard holds 250 people.
Not 251.
No.
Not 249.
No. Well, got to know now. Maybe.
Research.
Yeah. But they say their capacity is 250.
How do you know that?
Because I know them.
I'm very sad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you I was going to be nerdy.
But obviously, it's not just limited to 250, as you can listen on Stratcast.
Oh!
I'm right there, you see.
I was listening the other night.
And how would I do that? How would I get what is this Stratcast?
Go on Ustream and search up Stratcast, or go on stratcast.co.uk look it up.
Indeed.
I'm not saying it's better than this show, but overall, it's better than this show.
Have you talked about the Arthur theme tune being sung?
Oh, yes. Tuck Shop were against Skeetiker, and they played the Arthur theme tune. They redid it.
Isn't that breaking the rules?
I'm not sure.
Because it's a cover.
Oh, it must be break. They've been rumbled.
I've totally lost what you're on about, Tupac.
That is a bit nerdy.
No, they have been rumbled.
Oh, according to Section 36.
Tuck Shop, if you listen, watch out. I can already hear the sirens.
Section 42.
B.
Oh dear.
Yes, oh dear indeed.
I'm just not going to talk now, okay.
Oh no, it's funny rinsing you.
Oh, cheers, Greg.
Yeah, but obviously we have a. Lots of listeners. Hundreds.
Hundreds of thousands of listeners. Hundreds
you can vote online as well.
You can vote. Yeah, there's a poll. There's obviously a polling system on
Stratcast. Does that go towards the voting for
the evening? How does that work?
No. But it's just a prediction, if you will.
Right.
Our listeners were right, though, weren't they?
They were right last time, yeah. It was DJ Flash Harry that won last time. He was very good.
So what was he like? So literally a DJ just comes up with...
Yeah, there were two DJs that time. But it differs sometimes because there was Getiker and Tuck Shop, and they were completely two different genres. So I don't know how the voting system
works. Normally they categorise it in genre, but maybe they didn't.
Tuck Shop were quite indie, and Getiker were really heavy.
Well, we went to the Arthur theme tune to a lot of fuzzies, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean...
A lot of whatties?
I looked out, and there was a completely different crowd.
I'm replacing the swear word
with another word. Oh, I understand.
Didn't you have to cut your show early on the Getiker one?
Yeah, due to the content.
Yeah, it was offensive language, yeah. We should have checked that up, really.
Tut, who's the producer for that show? Oh, okay. All right, we'll let you off.
Also the producer for this one.
Oh, exactly. Oh dear. Right, yeah, righto. Thank you very much, Matt.
Oh, no problem.
All about that. So when have we got a listen and where?
Wednesdays, Monday next week on Stratcast at 8:30 onwards.
Beautiful. Thank you very much to everyone that's involved in this show. Very thrown together in the last few minutes, but you all enjoy it. Thank you very much, Josh. Do you want to have a nice closing statement?
Thank you very much, Greg.
Oh, brilliant. Kate, any final words of farewell? Oh, did you hear that, Josh? Can we say? Huh? What? Oh dear. Right, thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to do what Matt said and have a good listen to Sound Clash.
Get interactive with That Local Show now. Click thatlocalshow.co.uk.